brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Alice Alvey, CMB, Vice President of Education and Training at Union Home Mortgage, and she's got this week's legislative update. So, Alice, what do you have for us?
All right. So, for my update, it is the summer break, and so not a lot of new stuff going on. I thought I'd take a couple minutes to just do a quick recap of a couple of things that we're watching. HUD did propose to restore the 2013 discriminatory effects standard, known in the industry as the disparate impact rule. So this is out for comment right now. So it's just really a notice of proposed rulemaking. This is our first chance to make sure that we get in there and respond. So we've got now a little over 60 days to be able to respond to that. I think we've got till August 24th is the date that I wrote down. So definitely watching as an industry to make sure that we get the right balance here. Certainly, we all want to make sure we understand what would be unfair lending practices, but some of the things within the old disparate impact rule back in 2013 were the challenges of really understanding when did we violate the rule and when we didn't. So I think taking a good hard look at that again is important. Also, I think from a legislative standpoint, so there is a Senate bill, I think, believe it's 1635, that is due to help us give some kind of federal standard for remote online notarization. Now, I know there are multiple services that there's iPen and other ways to be able to execute on that, but the concept is a very important initiative for all of us so that we can have some standardization across the country. And then last but not least, I would like everyone to, as you heard Rob Van Rattenhorst report, there has been a slight drop of borrowers in forbearance, but we still have the wave coming this fall is when all these borrowers are going to be coming out of forbearance. So back in May, the CFPB did publish that report, the characteristics of mortgage borrowers during the COVID-19 pandemic. We really need to understand our data, our borrowers who are in forbearance. This report gave some insights. Obviously, you need to take a look at your own data, but it gave some guidance on things to look at so that we can all be prepared to make sure that customers really do get some service during that time. So I think it's 1.9 is still pretty close to 2 million. It is still a lot of borrowers. I don't want us to be fooled by headlines that say it's declining because there's still a lot of work to prepare for this, and now so we're ready when that time hits. So that's my 2 cents, Dave. Back to you.
More than 2 cents. A lot of information there. Alice, thank you so much. And looking forward to having you participate in the Hot Topics segment, especially when Dr. Cindy's book is really designed at so many of the operational people you've worked with over your long, long, long career. I won't get into how many years it's been. But anyway, it's been a long time. But anyway, I'm looking forward to having you participate in the interview with Dr. Cindy. Thanks, Alice, for a great legislative update. Listeners, that wraps up the Hot Topics segment. Be sure to come back here next week. We got Will Robinson and Brandon Young of Encaptured joining us. And a very interesting interview we're going to be having with them. This is something that just, you might say, captured my attention or encaptured my attention. What are we talking about? So you'll enjoy the interview that we'll be doing next week. I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors, Finastra, CMLA, the Lenders One Group, as well as Accelerate Mobility, MMI, Modex, as well as MBA, Knowledge Coop, and the Mortgage Collaborative. Folks, thank you so much for being here. Share this podcast with others. And oh, by the way, have you thought of someone lately you could share this podcast with? Do so. See, we're a learning organization, a learning podcast. We practice what we hear on the podcast. Have a great week, everybody. Look forward to having you back here next week.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week